Hi guys, I'm Rumi and this is the Tea Time Podcast.
I am not allowed, based on our marriage laws and the contract we've signed with each other, to have sex with anybody else. So these urges that come, I have to share them with the one person I decide to spend the rest of my life with. So that brings me back to my soundbite. I don't understand, and this is what we can discuss as a woman, because I don't want to say it's a man versus woman thing, but a lot of women do complain, oh, my husband's always on me. Why is he always on me? If sex is going to be a chore for you that you don't really want to do, why do women constantly push monogamy on men? If you know that you don't want to have to deal with him all the time just wanting you, why do you push monogamy on men?
Well, who's to say I pushed anything on anybody? Like,
well, we know that people, you pushed monogamy on me.
I pushed monogamy. I forced you to get married to me?
Time out. I didn't say you forced me to get married, but did you not say to me that you wanted to be engaged and you wanted to be married before you live with me? You
didn't say that? I want $1 billion. That don't mean I'm going to get it. I can want something, but not...
Right now, you're dodging the question.
Nobody pressed you to do it. Yes, is that something I wanted? Yes, it was. But
you didn't press me to... Are you going to lie now to the people because we're talking about sex?
Deval.
You're going to lie now to the people?
Deval. Knowing
Kanine, you didn't want monogamy?
Of course I did.
So then why are you avoiding the question?
That's not avoiding the question. I'm saying, does that mean because I want it and I requested that you were going to deliver it? Like, nobody pressed you for that.
Tell me, you just said you wanted it and requested it. Do you not hear yourself?
I can make a request. Is the request going to be granted?
Am I not granting you monogamy?
You are granting it to me.
So this is my question.
This
is my question. If you wanted monogamy.
Okay.
Why would you want monogamy if sex is a chore for you? That's the question. You're avoiding the question.
I'm not avoiding the question, but at first you said women or in general me specifically are pushing.
So this week I want to dive into monogamy and relationships, marriage to be exact. I'm single as hell. So, you know, I had to bring in the experts for this one. You know, Shadi's been holding it down for 6 years. Married, my best friend. Do I call you Mrs. Swaby or do go by Alia?
Oh. Yes, please.
Mrs. Stress on the Mrs. Swaby's in the house. Say hello to the people.
Hola, everybody. Yeah, so 6 years married, but 8 years together.
Yes, you have to make that clear. You don't know. So how much years is that now? Oh, never mind. Keeping that. All right, so Mrs. Swaby. Do I have to call her that to the entire episode? Why? Can I just go Alia?
Yeah.
Yes, because Mrs. Swaby just, I don't call her Mrs. Swaby ever.
Not even the government name in Canada. Like, what? No.
It's Alia for me.
Yeah.
All right, so, Alia, based on your experience, do you think marriage is a trap for men specifically? Because that's what we're discussing today. Men think that marriage is a trap for them to be denied sex. So you tie them into this monogamous relationship and you don't have sex with them.
All right. So first we have to clarify what kind of marriage. Because I know everybody have the same kind of marriage.
That's true.
Like you have traditional where you expect, all right, a man and a woman and them come together and then live 50 years together and then nothing else besides that. But then nowadays people have been realizing, so you can have a conversation about it and you can say, all right, boom, we're going to be open with rules, or we're just open and you do your thing and me do my thing, but we're married and we build a life together, we have children that are full of business, nobody no need to be included. Most people though do believe in a traditional setup, and with that said, I honestly cannot agree that it's a trap for either party involved. Like, a man is given the freedom of saying, all right, well, I sign into this contract because it really is a contract. All right, I want to sign into this contract. I'm sure the pastor them say, or whoever, if you're not religious, the officiant say, look, you want to do this? This is what you sign up for, you know? You're going to do this for her and she's going to do this for you. So I can't see how it's a trap if you get walked through it all the way to the altar. Like,
yeah, but based on the clip that you just played, you know? it's basically what Deval was saying is that women pressure men to get married, you know, to lock it down, and then they don't want to have sex with them.
What?
So the sex isn't as constant as it was before we were married.
All right.
And I'm not allowed to go out and see anybody or have sex with anybody else.
But the thing is, with that, again, it's a contract, sir. And in that contract, before we even signed that contract, we discussed it. Are we going to have children? Okay, fine. We want children.
Mm-hmm.
How many children do we want? All right, we'll go after three. Right? So we have three children now. Where do you see yourself in the future in terms of your career? What are your career goals? What are your life goals? Do you want to travel? Do you want to, like, just settle down straight away? We have children. Like, I've been married for 6 years and we don't have children. That's a decision we made. Like...
That's me clapping in the background, guys, because they don't know how me feel about the whole children
thing. Listen, but that's a decision we made. We did still say we want two children. Right now, I'm reading that two something, so maybe we need to adjust that. Right, and the thing is, Kevin... Oh, that's my husband's name. All right, the thing is, Kevin is also a busy person. So people always say to me, which is very disgusting, I mean, I always have to shut them down, saying like Kevin too youth.
When baby too crazy I pop out.
Yeah, like when baby too crazy I come. I'm like, brother, you know Kevin not really ready either, right? So it's always that the woman is thought of as the controller or the initiator, and that is really
I get where you're going with that. So is that they think women pressure them into the whole marriage, but at the same time they're pressuring women for kids.
And also they think, alright, the person in control of that, and me, I say no to children. Because I voiced my opinion. Like, I am not ready for kids. And I am 28 years old. And me just not feel like I'm ready for children. Kevin and I have traveled. Like, we have traveled. We've been to hotels whenever we want to. Like, we just vacation. And when we're up here and we want to do a thing, like, we just do our thing.
Yes,
like,
auntie.
I don't understand it. That's what we decided together. Then, no, we made a conversation. When are we going to start? And we made a start date. Like, yo, this is when we're going to try. So we're going, all right, boom. We're going to try that time. Fine. Come on for the pill, blah, blah, blah. It's a discussion because both parties are involved and I can't make a decision unilaterally. So I'm gonna understand why people believe that wife run things. I don't like me to force him into it.
I'm of the same opinion, to be honest. I don't think it's a trap. It's a woman voicing what she wants out of her own life. I don't call that pressure. How is that pressure? If me tell you, say, boom, you know, I want to get married within 2 years or within a year, and then within the next 3 years, I want kids. That's me telling you what I want. That means that you may go get married to and have picnic with brother. Suppose you not ready none of that you want. You can always say no. You know what I mean? No works a lot. And yes, I'm shouting because I'm highly annoyed. I was pretty perturbed when he used the word pressure because I didn't get where he was coming from. There was no pressure based on what they said. I don't know what happened at the time. No, whenever I did it. But based on the conversation they had, there was no form of pressure. It's just a woman voicing what she wanted. And it's like, if you want to stay around, these are the things I expect from you. And because we're in a monogamous relationship, doesn't mean that you're going to have sex all the time on demand. How that work? Pum pum shop lock. Like, you know, yeah, that's a thing.
You see, the thing is, though, the balance in most traditional relationships, because my relationship isn't as traditional, because we don't subscribe to traditional gender roles. I don't believe in that, and I've always stood by that. I don't believe in weddings. I don't believe that a woman needs to get all fussed up and pay $100,000 for a dress that she only going to wear once. She can't even sell it back.
Well, me kind of want, me want some art for my wedding if I do decide to get
Brother,
married.
Brother, I'm about $70 to pay for a wedding dress. It not work. Like, no.
I mean, if I can get the gown for $70, I'll take it because you don't know. Cheapskate here. I'll still take it, but I want the fluff.
But it's ironic because, you know, I'm a planner. And when I plan shit, it goes down.
Yes,
right?
I agree.
But just is not my thing. A wedding was not my thing. But we discussed that first. And I was like, are you into weddings? No, you're not into it. I was like, fine. We can do it on a wedding someday. All right, we're going to walk down the aisle. Boom, boom, boom. him sign the paper, blah, blah, blah. However, going into it, we did have many discussions, which is, unless they never had discussions about it,
that's probably
then I don't
true,
get
right?
it, because I would want to believe that she would have said that, listen, I don't want to have sex every night. I want to have sex maybe 3 times a week. We can do it, and we can go with the mood, or we can plan this, because some people schedule it in, and that's fine. But it's like, you had to have had a discussion. Don't blame her, like, okay, you bring me into this and you trap me. She never gave one portion, sir, and you just drink it after yourself 10 years into our relationship. What?
I agree.
I did the same thing, though. When we and Kevin, like, just get together, I'm like, brother, you're my city, you know. Me not do that something with you for, you know, 10 years, isn't me? Understand? And a mortgage decide you pay down until you own. No.
Quicker and fast. Either you want it or you don't
want it. You want it or not. I mean, never bring up back the conversation, and then him say, oh, right. Yeah, you know, yeah. I want to get married.
Put a ring on it.
See? And you see, the thing with men is that they don't tell you the other side of the story, where you say to them, then can I date? Is it okay then if I start seeing other people? Because if you aren't going to commit, and that's what I want from my, like, from life, for my life, then can I see other people? And then they're mad. I said, no, sir. I don't want you to see nobody else.
Right, like, that's the other coin of monogamy. So, yes, they want, you know, the whole monogamous relationship, like, woman for have one man. One man alone. But guess what? Me, I go out the road, I'm going to have sex with he, she, and the old lady. How that works, sir? I was even having this discussion, I think, yesterday with one of my other friends. And we were talking about men not exactly knowing what they want. What we were saying is that men, they're free to roam the streets, right? Them do whatever they want with whoever they want. But then when it's time for them to settle down, they want an experienced virgin.
Yep.
Which part you going to find that?
That's true.
And I don't manufacture it.
A thought just came back to me that I was going to mention when I was talking just now, is that also why I mentioned the traditional gender roles is that women have a lot more responsibility now. So a woman is supposed to work a 9-to-5. A woman is supposed to cook. A woman is supposed to clean. A woman is supposed to take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. But all you do is work. But
yeah, work and carry home the money, and then we're supposed to have
sex. But we both carry home the money.
Yeah, but them for carry home, they might carry home more money. So they might carry home $2.
Not always.
They might carry home $2 more in them seats. So them still.
Also, let me be clear, a woman can make more than a man.
Yes.
Understand? And that's okay. That, nobody not take away your right as a man. But I'm saying, she still makes money. She still brings something to the table. She still do the housework and whatever.
Still the traditional woman.
She still
like
the traditional
those parts
woman.
At the same time,
I think back in the day when men used to go to a farm and women only their home all day. So having sex, I really just never know. And even then, they did work, because housework, I don't know, it's a stuff.
And normal. That's true.
Especially when you have 8 to 15 children. Like, wow. Like, can you imagine how hard that was? So even them probably did tired.
Kids. Damn, son. Yeah, but them kids, they kept popping them up, though.
Because the man come in and say, well, so they had no choice. It's almost like, all right, if I don't exchange sex for the money and I don't have a home. Yeah. And that was the thing. But you see, the problem now is more women have become independent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was raised by a... like really independent woman, and she kind of instilled in us, she has 4 daughters and a son, and she instilled in her daughters, like, listen, you need to be able to buy everything for yourself. And she still work, and she come in and she cook and she clean and she all of that, and she respectful of her husband. But she still knew that, all right, I can respect the man, but not to give him sex every night. I'm not sure that's how they work your thing. But I'm sure that's probably it, because she tired. She do night shift. She do morning shift. My mom used to work night shift as a regular nurse, and then go the next morning, go do her actual job as a nurse practitioner. So she still had to do 2 jobs to make extra money, because she have 5 kids to put through school and provide for. And my father had almost 30 jobs. I mean, I exaggerate. That man do everything under the sun. Farming.
Man, I'm tired.
In my pastor, in my guidance counselor, in my teacher, in the upon different boards. I'm like...
Personally, I think sex is overrated.
It is. They had
to find time for...
That's
my opinion.
Like, they can't just have sex, so... Like, there's no way.
It's important. I'm not downplaying sex, the importance of sex. That's definitely not what I'm doing. Sex is important. The intimacy is important. Because if you lose that, then... You know what I mean? But I think people mistake what marriage really is. They think, okay, yeah, I got married a girl here, or I'm married by man here, so a sex, a constant sex that whenever me want it, yeah, all the time. When sex is the icing on the cake, a marriage is so much more than the fucking sex. Like, when you could have sex every day, all day, if that emotional part of it don't alright, the sex is going to be whack. It's going to be a waste of time.
Of course.
It's going to be whack. Two trains passing in the night. Friction.
Woo-ee.
So, in conclusion, really, what I think is, you know, before people jump into this marriage train thing, as you mentioned, you need to have a discussion. You need to, first of all,
not
know
one.
Your partner.
You need to have continuous, because people change. So the person
that's
that you,
also true.
The person that you get married, they got married to in 2007 is
and
not
the same
person in 2020.
That's
because
true.
Life, personal life experiences plus a marriage. The like a marriage is separate from your personal life, you know?
It's like a pitney where you raise that.
So it's always going to be, you have marriage experiences, individual experiences. What happens to me while I'm away from my husband, he needs to know that that happened. So that changed my...
Your marriage.
Yeah, my point of view.
Well.
Right.
That is true. That is true.
So it's a continuous discussion over years and years. Even after you get married, it's still a discussion.
Yeah, but people don't like talk. That's the thing. People don't like talk. And then worse, don't like listen. Like, they bottle up everything. I say, all right, yeah, I'm have a little sex. So
I was
give a sex and then it's okay. See? From the horse's mouth.
That
people,
had to
from
change.
The horse's
you
mouth.
Have to discuss. You have to.
Talk,
if you hurt my feelings,
open,
I'll say you hurt my feelings.
Yes.
No, I say, oh, I'm married and I can't go nowhere. So I not say nothing. Brother, divorce make fair reason. Anytime people say that in a marriage, people think that you shouldn't think that way. But
it's
made
it's a part
for
of life.
Reason.
I agree. It's a part of life. It's like, oh, and the whole prenup thing. I know that's not what we're discussing here. But the whole prenup thing, I believe in prenups as well. I'm not saying I'm getting married or I plan to get married to divorce, but people change and shit happens, fam. So I think a prenup, if I am a wealthy ass person before I met this man, me not come in blinded and say, yo, yeah, when we left, if we left, then, you know, whatever happens, happens. This love will last forever. That's some fairy tale bullshit.
Yep.
That don't real.
So even with the sex thing, though, if you realize that you're no longer
compatible
sexually,
too.
Which also
happens, yes, it happens
maybe
too.
Her sex drive increases, yours decreases as a man, or vice versa. It could just be unbalanced. She could probably just decide that she want into kinky stuff.
It don't work no more for
me. It just does not work, and that's a huge part of what keeps you guys connected. Then you can decide, all right, it's not that we don't love each other, because love not nothing with that.
Love, that is true. Marriage is way more than love.
It's way more than love.
Yeah,
love is a foundation, but
yeah,
you really need to be
compatible.
I'm sure
someday you wake up and you can't stand a bone in a Kevin body.
Oh,
like,
God. And vice versa. That's the
and
thing.
Exactly. And some days you just want to hit your head in a wall. Like, what a girl, where are they from?
Like, why are you here? Why are you
true.
In my space, bitch? Like, I'm sure. But then
true.
You have to just understand. You're human
love,
beings.
Love is an action word, fam.
You have to think about it like the family that you're born into. You fight with your family.
All
you
the time.
You hate their guts.
All
you're
the time.
You're separate. But it's just that you come back to that
place.
At the
end of the day.
You
yeah,
come back to home.
Place.
There's
that's
a home.
True.
There's home. And that's the starting point. Your room, like in a... What do you give away play? Ludi.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you go around the world and
come back.
Back.
But you always get
back
home.
Yes.
Right.
That is true.
Yes, I don't think... It's selfish to think a woman is built only for sex.
It is.
And it's selfish.
It's selfish and archaic.
Right.
Because roles have changed.
But
world
also, to be clear, a woman cannot withhold sex as a weapon. I hate that.
Oh, yeah. No. We're not... That's not what we're saying here. That's not what we're saying.
Right.
And men,
if
you're
listening... If you're genuinely in a mood as a woman, that's fine. But stop using it as a... No, I'm not giving nothing tonight because
yeah.
You're this and
that.
And
that
over
is
some
true.
Petty...
Petty
some
shit.
Some petty stuff. Especially if the man is loyal, working hard, and everything is a
okay,
deal.
But him do like one little petty little something.
Like
left the toilet seat
open
up.
And you're like, all right, I'm not getting nothing tonight. That's
I think that's
up.
Also part of it, you know, because women weaponize sex a lot. Some women weaponize
yeah.
sex
yep.
a lot. And then I think it's because of that, then men have this whole notion that, okay, once me lock
yep.
it down. So it's really two folds if you think
it
about
is,
it.
It is.
It's really two
you
folds.
You have to, as a woman, be conscientious. You can't keep saying, yo, me not gear because that's weaponizing it. And it's frustrating because the man human. And especially since he's attracted to you. Worse, he knows he going to kill him dead.
That, my friend, that is pressure. That is pressure.
He knows if he come home.
That is pressure. He close
banner. I just still not give no.
Kaya slashed.
Fine. You can't do that. That's
mean. That's angry. Yep. I mean, you know my philosophy. I believe that you should treat people kindly.
Yeah.
Be kind to people. Live your life and communicate. Like, I'm a talker. Me want to talk about everything. You know this. We talk for hours on the phone. We want to talk about everything. How it make you feel. How this happened. Why this. Express that to me.
Yep.
And I think that's what a lot of people are missing. And because that key element is missing, then the relationship, it just not going to work.
Yep.
Talk about it, and talk about it some more.
Okay. And like the people that, what's his name? Duval. And his wife.
Kadeen.
Like, they are friends. And the discussion that they were having, they might not have seen eye to eye at all. But the fact that they're discussing it so openly, that shows they're friends, which is an awesome foundation for any relationship at all. Agreed. Marriage or otherwise. Like, friendship. Like, that's important.
And if you guys haven't listened to that, their podcast episode, you should go ahead. Because the clip I played is just like a little snippet. Because I've been seeing it on the internet, you know, floating around. And people are weaponizing that little clip. Which is a tiny part of the whole conversation. So if you listen to the entire conversation, you have a much, much, much clearer picture of what's being said. All right? And on that note, let me know what you guys think about the whole, you know, marriage and monogamy and how this works or affects your relationship kind of vibes. And we'll talk next week, yes?
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya. Until I talk again and you listen, keep smiling, stay safe, and see you next week.